Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, February the 24th. And welcome to our commentary. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about a new inflation report that just came out. And I've got some thoughts on what's going on at The View and some pretty awful comments made by one of the ladies at The View regarding the situation in Ohio. Before we go there, though, I want to remind you that I have a post over at the American Thinker Friday morning, and it has to do with Governor DeSantis and NBC News. May have heard that about a week or so ago, Andrea Mitchell was interviewing the vice president at MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell, by the way, has a show over at MSNBC. I don't watch it routinely because I honestly don't watch MSNBC, so I hear about it if something happens like this, but I don't watch her show on a frequent basis. I think Andrea Mitchell has been with NBC for a long time. I mean, I remember her many years ago before MSNBC came into the picture. But anyway, she asked the question of the vice president, and in the question, kind of a loaded question, really, she was suggesting that the governor of Florida did not want to teach Black history, that the governor of Florida, in his new education proposals or plan, did not want to teach Black history of the whole story of slavery in the United States. Well, obviously, that's not true if you know anything about what's going on in Florida. So the governor fought back, correctly, in my opinion. He fought back saying that's not a fair representation of what Florida is teaching or our education program. And he did something very smart, very smart. He actually said, we're not going to take it. We're not going to do any more interviews with NBC until you apologize for what you did. Now, Andrea Mitchell did come back and say that she didn't express herself correctly, but apparently that's not enough for the governor and his press office. They want a full apology. And look, I think the governor is right on this. I mean, clearly Andrea Mitchell misrepresented what's going on in Georgia. They're not against teaching slavery. As I write in my American Thinker post, I remember taking history lessons, at different levels of my education in junior high school, and in college. We never overlooked or denied that slavery was part of American history. I mean, I always knew from taking these courses that George Washington had slaves or Thomas Jefferson and so on. But we were taught this in the context of the times. You know, we were taught this differently. We were taught by people who had a love of the country, number one, and number two, understood the history and the context of when all of this was happening. Today, what you have is a movement to destroy the United States, to make the United States look bad, and to tell these kids that their country is racist and awful and everything else. On top of that, you have a lot of things that are being taught to kids that are simply not appropriate for kids. So the governor drew the line, and I think he has sent a very good message to people in the media. If you're going to misrepresent my point of view, we're not going to do interviews. I think that's a good thing. And honestly, NBC needs to do interviews with Governor DeSantis a lot more than Governor DeSantis needs NBC. I mean, because he has plenty of press coverage and what he does. So I'm glad to see Governor DeSantis fight back. And I'm hoping the other Republicans do the same thing. This is a part of what I think Donald Trump has taught the Republican Party. You know, I don't always agree with everything that Trump does, but this is one good thing that the Republican Party, I think, should be learning from Donald Trump, and that is you fight back. You fight back. If they misrepresent what you're saying, you fight back. You don't take it back. You don't sit there and take it. You fight back, and I'm glad to see that Governor DeSantis is doing so. So check out my post over at the American Thinker. You can also read it on my blog. You know, I post everything that I write at the American Thinker over at my personal blog as well. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happening today. This was not a good morning. Friday morning was not a good morning for inflation. A new inflation report came out, and it basically says that inflation is going back up. It was much higher than they were expecting. And that, of course, that's really spooking out the markets. We don't do market analysis on this video cast or podcast. We don't get into the market here. That's for people who know what that's all about. But there's clearly, I mean, as we speak, the market is down significantly. And that's because, you know, they're looking at these inflation figures and they know what's coming. And what's coming is higher interest rates. And higher interest rates are bad for the mortgage business. They're bad for the car loan business. You know, they're bad for everybody when you increase interest rates. So, you know, all of this, of course, raises the question, whatever happened to the Inflation Reduction Act? I think every Democrat who voted for the Inflation Reduction Act needs to get that question. They need to explain it because the Inflation Reduction Act is not reducing inflation. I thought that was all part of the reason for that act. In reality, the Inflation Reduction Act had nothing to do with inflation. It had everything to do with climate. They just didn't want to call it the Climate Change Act, because then a lot of Democrats would have not been able to vote for it because they would have gotten pressure from home, especially Joe Manchin and John Tester. Manchin from West Virginia, John Tester from Montana. So they called it the Inflation Reduction Act just to give it a happy face, but it hasn't done a darn thing to help inflation. If you remember in the State of the Union, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the president said inflation is going down. Well, he obviously didn't get the memo because inflation is going back up. Again, read the report this morning. Look at the way the stock market is reacting. And look at the interest rates that are coming here in the next few months. Another big story over the last couple of days is what happened over at The View. For those of you who don't watch The View, I don't. It's an 11 o'clock or something like that in the morning program on ABC, and it's usually four women who host this program. Barbara Walters was the one who got this show started. Barbara Walters was the one who got this show started years ago, and it was frankly a much better show when she was there. I didn't watch it every day, but once in a while, if I did, it was a much better show. It just seemed to be a lot more rational. Now it's become nothing but attacks on Trump. And yesterday, Joy Behar, I think that's how you pronounce her name, who is as angry and bitter as any woman on television, said something along the lines that the people in Ohio deserve this because they voted for Donald Trump. What she was talking about was that in her mind, what she said cannot be proven, but in her mind, that the reason that this train derailed is because apparently President Trump reversed some safety executive orders that had been signed by President Obama. And because of that, the train derailed. So that the people who live in this district or this town, primarily a white Republican town, that they deserve it. This is what they voted for. So, you know, get used to it. This is what you voted for. That is so insane. That is so insane what Joy Behar said. Can you imagine, for example, a few years ago, if a Republican had said about the water in Flint, Michigan, that, hey, you people voted Democrat, you know, this is what you get when you vote Democrat. I mean, that would have been just as awful as this. But Joy Behar said this, and I'm hoping, I don't like censorship, but I'm hoping that somebody at ABC News, remember, this is a program run by ABC News. I'm hoping that somebody at ABC News either issues an apology or forces Joe Behar, or Joey, or whatever her name is, Behar, issues an apology, because this is the wrong thing to say. I mean, this had nothing to do with politics. This is a train derailment. They happen. They happen, just like we have airplane crashes. They happen, unfortunately. It's part of life, and they happen. And what's interesting is that there is a lady who is there in Ohio who's representing not FEMA, but the other federal agency. I think it's the National Transportation Board. I think that's what title of the agency is it, but she's there with them. And she's come down very hard on all these political commentaries about the derailment, basically telling people to stop politicizing this. And in fact, she specifically talked about this executive order that apparently was reversed by President Trump, saying that wouldn't have impacted this incident. So hopefully, again, I'm not into censorship. I'm not calling for Joey Behar to be removed. That's not for me, and I don't really care. I don't watch the show anyway. But I'm hoping that at least she apologizes to the people in that town who are suffering from all of this, at least apologizes to them for having made such an idiotic remark. You know, I have a post coming out Saturday morning where I argue that Joey Behar is exactly what happens when Trump derangement syndrome gets into your brain. And you hate Trump so much that you're willing to say stuff like this that is completely inappropriate and offensive, frankly, to the people in that town. Hopefully Joey Behar will apologize for saying what she said, which I thought was just absolutely awful. I mean, just terrible for the people who live there. A couple of things on this day in history before we go. We say happy number 67 to Eddie Murray, one of the great hitters of the last 30 or 40 years. I remember Eddie Murray when he first came up with the Baltimore Orioles, Rookie of the Year. I mean, just a great major league player. And he was a switch hitter when he was playing, hitting home runs from both sides, and he was just an absolutely great player. I think he's number two to Mickey Mantle in home runs by a switch hitter. Just an absolutely great player and a pretty good first baseman, too. He was not just a good hitter. He was a pretty good defensive player. He was part of a couple of Orioles World Series teams, including the 1983 World Series champs. We also remember something very sad that happened on this day in 1996. There was a group 27 years ago back then. There was a group called Brothers to the Rescue. And these were Cuban Americans out of Miami who would fly over the Florida Straits trying to find Cubans in a raft. And when they did, they would notify the Coast Guard so that the Coast Guard would at least try to save these people. You know, a lot of Cubans have died trying to escape from Cuba because the Florida Straits are very dangerous. And you can run out of water very quickly and dehydrate and die right there in the Florida Straits. So you can also be attacked by sharks also in the Straits. So anyway, these four Cuban-Americans, they were Cuban-Americans out of Miami, would go around and identify the rafts and then call the National Guard. Well, one day, 27 years ago today, the Cuban Air Force shot down their planes and killed these four Cuban-Americans. And that was a scandal, to say the least. Justice has not been served yet. The Cuban American, to these Cuban Americans, three of them are U.S. citizens. Justice has never been served. Now, to his credit, the Clinton administration took some harsh measures against Cuba and, in fact, solidified the Cuban embargo because of that. But this was a horrible day, and the Cuban government has never been forced to face justice over really the shooting down of four innocent people on a humanitarian mission. That's all that it was. They were not spies or anything like that. They were just on a humanitarian mission. And the Cuban government has never been forced to face justice for this. So we remember these four young men today, 27 years later, and we, of course, salute their families in the Miami area. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.